Lord Jesus and Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this day. You've blessed us with so many things already. You've given us these opportunities to be able to lift up these songs and study your word and lift up prayer requests. And now an opportunity to get into your word once again. Please be with us as we open your word and open our hearts and minds so we can be filled with your word so full that it overflows into our lives and everyone around us get influenced by that. Let all of it draw people closer and closer to you and bring honor and glory to you as we pray in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen. Many people have these GPSs and Google Maps and so forth to get directions. And we were out traveling here recently and my GPS hasn't been updated. So when we got into some of the areas where the roads were changed, that little thing kept saying, recalculating, recalculating, recalculating. It had us, in the images, it had us driving through the fields and over crossways roads and everything on the little icon there. And the thing was just totally freaking out because it didn't have the correct information to give us. And we should always get the right directions so that we can get on the pathway that we need to be on to go to the destination that we want to arrive at. And we can find the right directions for our lives in the Word of God. The GPSs that are out there have to be updated because the roads are always changing. But isn't it great that the Word of God doesn't change? It doesn't have to be updated because something more modern has come out. That there's a new route, there's a new way to get to where you need to go. No, there isn't. There's one way, one route, and that is by Jesus Christ, and that is the only right pathway. Through the acceptance of Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, the acceptance of His finished work, and He will guide you, and He will give you the right directions to get where you should be. And that is in eternity with Jesus Christ, in paradise, in heaven, on that new, beautiful earth He's going to create for us. All the wonderful blessings He has promised us when we get the right directions that we can receive when we listen to the right source. And that is the Word of God, the true Word of God, and listening to the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of Truth. In Romans 8:14, it reads, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." So we know that when we receive Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we become adopted into His family. And we get a guide given to us that will give us the right directions. He will give us the right pathway to be on. Over in James chapter 4, if you will flip over there, a couple of verses here that give us an instruction. If you want to be able to have the relationship which will allow you to tap into that Spirit of Truth, to receive the Spirit of Truth, you must give your lives to the Lord. You must, as it says in James chapter 4 and verse 7, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. The devil will try to take you down the wrong pathway. He will try to lead you off of the road that you're supposed to be on and get you distracted by something else. Verse 8, draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. If we draw close to Him, He's calling us in by the power of the Holy Ghost. He wants us to draw close to Him. And as a result of drawing close to Him, then we can receive that Spirit of Truth, directions from Him to give us the assurance that we're on the right pathway. When we draw close to Him. Further instructions in verse 8, cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Well, how do you do that? You get it washed in the blood. You get it washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. The only way to get cleansed. It isn't that you can cleanse yourself, that you can get all cleaned up and nice, proper, and get the right attire, and then you're good enough to be able to go to church. Way too many times people have that attitude that they have to get themselves all cleaned up before they're good enough to be able to go to church. Well, that isn't the pathway that you need to be on. Self cleaning is not what you need to do. You need to let the Lord clean you up. Trust in the finished work of Jesus Christ. Trust in the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus Christ and become born again. Over in John chapter 3. In John chapter 3, over in verse 3, we see here the words of Jesus to Nicodemus. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Unless you are truly born again, you cannot even see the right pathway to be on. You cannot see the kingdom. You cannot have your eyes opened. You will not be enlightened. You will not know the pathway. You will not know the way that you need to be traveling unless you are born again. And being born again is being quickened or brought back to life, born spiritually, becoming spiritually alive. Over in verse 7, Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. When we become spiritually alive, we are born again. And that spirit that is within us, that becomes alive once again, can then connect with the Holy Ghost. Over in John chapter 14, that He gives us. In John chapter 14, verse 15, If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of Truth, a name for the Holy Ghost, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him, but ye know Him, for He dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Once we tap into that Spirit of Truth, we have the right guidance. We have the instructions. We have the right directions. And then we know what path to be on. We might be distracted by obstacles. We might be distracted by temptations off to one side or another. It's like when you're on a roadway. You might be going down the road and there's an obstacle in your way. There's some construction. There's a detour. You must detour off of that to get over around over top of this or that. You might find something along that detour, a restaurant or a site that you want to go check out and go down that pathway. You might wind up getting lost because you've gotten off of the right pathway. You've gotten off of the pathway that the Lord wants us to be on. And you can get lost. You can get stumbled up. You can get confused. You can get down into some neighborhoods that are very dangerous that you shouldn't be on. If you take the wrong exit, you might go down into an area you might not get back out of. There's so many things out there in the world, so many things in our lives that can detour us, can pull us away, can pull us down into areas that can be very harmful to us, areas that you might not ever return from, that could draw you in and capture you and pull you away from the Lord, pull you off of the pathway and send you down into an area that you'll never come back out of, that you may never recover from. But you can cry out to the Lord, just like Peter when he was sinking down into that mire of the ocean, that temporous wind and all them waves, his problems all around him. As he was sinking down, he got his eyes off of Jesus Christ. If we turn to the Lord and ask Him, He'll reach down and pull us out of that. Even if we're on a detour off somewhere, off the right path, even if we got distracted by some attraction or some appeal off to the side, call out to Him. He'll pull us back up into the right pathway. He'll give us that guidance. He'll let us know by the power of the Holy Ghost what we need to do, because He will give us the right directions. On over in verse 26 of chapter 14. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. These were words given to the disciples there. The apostles, they were going to be out doing the work of the Lord, having quite a challenge, quite an opportunity, as we do as well. And we need to know, if we really stay tapped into the Holy Ghost, if we really listen to Him, He'll give us the understanding. He'll give us the remembrance of the Word of God. He'll give us the remembrance of knowing that the Lord is going to shine the light on the right pathway for us to be on, and always give us only the truth and the right directions. He won't pull us away and distract us or tempt us in a way that Satan will, because the Lord doesn't do that. On over in John chapter 16, verse 13, howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. This was given to the disciples before the death, burial, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus Christ. After His ascension, He sent down the Comforter, the Holy Ghost. After that time, everyone who was born again received the Holy Ghost instantly. And we that are His, that are adopted, that are His family, that have received Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior, that are born again, that have been spiritually quickened, that are a Trinity once again, have this Comforter within us, have this Spirit of truth. And He is our guide into all truth. And He will teach us. He will let us know what we need to know. Way too many times people get distracted by other people or other books or other writings or other teachings, false prophets, false religions, mistaken things, incorrect things, modern translations, different roads, routes, different ways, and they get off the right path. You might hear, well, there are many paths to righteousness. No, there isn't. There's only one. That is by Jesus Christ. These people that go around with these bumper stickers and t-shirts and stuff that say coexist, and it's made up of the different religious symbols, and it spells out the word coexist, trying to say that all religions can come together, all going to the pathway to righteousness. No, that is false teaching. That is antichrist. Because Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by Me. By Jesus Christ, the only one, the only pathway, the only way to get to the Heavenly Father. No other way. All other paths are wrong. The only pathway is by acknowledgement and receiving of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. He is the only way. He is the only right direction. He is the only right road to be on. Everything else is going to take you into chaos. You'll wind up in the lake of fire for eternity. We got to let people know that. These people that say, oh, we all worship the same God, are antichrist. We do not all worship the same God. If you simply put in the Word of God, if you don't acknowledge Jesus Christ as who He is, our Lord and Savior, then you are against Him. That is antichrist, and that is a pathway to hell. No matter how righteous acting they are, no matter how righteously they declare themselves, or how good a work they do, or how loving they act and behave, it is still antichrist. It is still of Satan. It is counterfeit. It is not the right pathway. Because you can be so easily distracted, especially like when we were reading earlier in the Psalms about how Satan actually used the words of God to try to tempt Jesus Christ during His early ministry here on the earth. He tried to use the Word of God to pull Him away from the right pathway. And He does that to us. He'll try to use something that is wholesome, something that is of a worthy cause, and pull us away from the pathway we're supposed to be on. Something that might bring joy and happiness to someone could be a distraction from serving the Lord. Something that could bring health and wealth and prosperity to someone could actually be a distraction, pull you off the right pathway. That's why it is so important that you listen to the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, that you listen to the Spirit of truth, that you listen to Him and not to the world. Because Satan is so skillful in pulling us away from the right pathway, using things that would tug at our heartstrings, using things that appear to be righteous that are not. Because it doesn't matter how worthy a cause or how great it seems or how loving and caring it is, if it does not acknowledge Jesus Christ at the core of it, if that is not the goal of that organization or that effort, if it is not to bring honor and glory to Jesus Christ, if it is not to bring us closer to Him, then it is against Him. No matter how beneficial it might be to the planet or someone else, It can be something that is going to pull us away from God rather than pull us closer to Him. That's why it is so important that we always, always stay on the right pathway. No matter how appealing that other pathway might be on, no matter how many people might have already traveled down that, looks like that's the best way to go because that's where most people are going. Let's go down that pathway. It might be right to destruction. 1 John, the small epistle of John. 1 John chapter 2 in verse 18. Little children. It's awesome here the way John is addressing the new Christians. Those that have not yet matured, identifying them as little children. Little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard, that Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out, that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. These are those divisions off of so-called Christian organizations that aren't even Christian at its core. There are so many false religions out there that proclaim that they may be of the Lord, but are not, because they do not have the core belief in Jesus Christ as the third part of the Trinity. They do not acknowledge Him as Lord and Savior. They might acknowledge Him as the one who was sacrificed. They might acknowledge Him as the one who died for our sins, as a great prophet and teacher, but do not acknowledge Him as God in the flesh. That's what He's speaking of here. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. The Holy One, that unction is the Holy Ghost Himself. If you really listen to Him, He will reveal to you the truth. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. So if they do not acknowledge Jesus as the Christ, word Christ, Greek word meaning the Anointed One. They do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as being the Anointed One, the one who was prophesied to come and live on this earth amongst us. Jesus taking on flesh, coming down here, dying on that cross for us, paying the price of all sins, past, present, and future, going down into that grave, rising again the third day, staying around some 40 days preaching and teaching and ascending to the Father, sitting on the right hand of the Father, our great high priest, our mediator, the propitiation for our sins. If they do not acknowledge Him as that, then they are Antichrist. Simple as that. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledges the Son hath the Father also. Let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that He hath promised us, even eternal life. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. The ones that are out there that try to pull you away with things that seem to be worthy causes, that seem to be righteous but are not. That's what He's speaking of here. But the anointing which ye have, what is that anointing? The anointing of the Holy Ghost. But the anointing which ye have received of Him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in Him. These are words that many ministers, many preachers, many missionaries would not want to express. That you do not need a preacher. You do not need a pastor. You do not need a Sunday school teacher. You do not need a missionary to teach you the truth of the Word of God. Simply put, But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. Does that mean you shouldn't go to church and listen to the preachers? Does that mean you shouldn't read any commentaries? Does that mean you shouldn't go to Sunday school? No. Because we, preachers and teachers, have been given an anointing of the Lord to preach and teach the gospel. You have been given a commission of the Lord to go and preach and teach the gospel to all mankind. That's our job. He allows us to be a part of his work. But don't ever think that you are fully dependent upon man to receive the knowledge of God. He will see to it that every man, woman, and child that ever enters into this world will know that he exists and have the opportunity to deny him or accept him. That's what he's speaking of. Mankind likes to puff themselves up with pride and arrogance, even those that are in the ministry, thinking that they are so needed, that God needs us so much to go out here and do his work. Well, no, he don't. He don't need us one bit. He'll have his work done, even if he has the stones themselves proclaim his existence. But he gives us an opportunity. He gives us an awesome opportunity to be a part of his work. So we should do that. We should be a part of his word. We should teach and preach and testify and share the gospel. That's an honor that he's given us. It's a privilege that he's given us. Opportunity. We can receive rewards and blessings now and for eternity for that. But don't ever let that opportunity, that blessing, that gift that he's given you to be a part of his work make you think that you are a necessary part of his work. Because we're not. We're just given an opportunity to be a part of it. But way too many times, I've heard preachers and missionaries and teachers and stuff talk, yeah, if it wasn't for us, they would have never received the gospel in that area. Well, you're totally wrong. Instead of saying, thanks the Lord that I was given the opportunity to be a part of his work in that area, and feel good about that. But they take it wrong. They get puffed up with pride and arrogance. This verse right here points that out. We're not part of the work that has to be done by us. The work's going to get done. He gives us the opportunity to be a part of it. And that's wonderful. And that should really give us comfort in our works for the Lord, knowing that if you mess it up, he's still going to make sure it gets done right. If you fail, he's still going to take care of it. If you don't do it, it's still going to get done. So then we can relax. Then we can enjoy being a part of the ministry. We can know that we're going to be blessed and taken care of because we're a part of it. As it continues, and now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. When you're confident that you're going to have judgment, when you're relaxed knowing that there is a day of accountability coming to you where he's going to look at everything that you've done in your entire life. He's going to look at it. He's going to review it. Are you excited about that? Are you going to your grave with a smile knowing that you're going to have judgment? Are you anxious for that? Are you like Paul, actually looking forward to that? But knowing at the same time that while we're here, we have an awesome opportunity to build up even more rewards that we'll enjoy for the millennial period and for eternity. That's why we need to hang on to life as long as we can, because each one of these moments that we have is another opportunity to build something else that we're going to be able to enjoy for eternity. That's why we should have a desire to continue to live. Otherwise, everybody would just say, let's go on home now. He don't need us anyway. Well, he really don't need us. So why shouldn't we all just go on home now? Because we have so much to look forward to. Because we have the promises. Because we have an opportunity to give back a little bit of what he's given us. Because we have an opportunity to give honor and glory to him. That's why we want to hang on to every moment we have to be able to do that very thing. And to help others understand, to listen to the Holy Ghost. Because he's going to give us the correct directions. As he finishes in verse 29, if ye know that he is righteous, ye know that every one that doeth righteousness is born of him. Isaiah 58, in verse 11, reads, and the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. If we follow him, if we listen to the guidance that he gives us, if we honor him in the right way, if we acknowledge him for being Lord and Savior, if we know that he is our guide and that we've been given an awesome opportunity to be a part of his work and be able to be in his family, being an adopted child of the Lord, that is such an awesome thing. He tells us in his word, we'll get into this further in this evening, but he tells us in the word how he is the great shepherd, how he is the true guide to lead us on the right pathway. There again, like we were speaking of earlier, man likes to be puffed up with pride, thinking that he is such a necessary work of the Lord, and they'll actually, some people will take the title as shepherd themselves, will be called the shepherd of the church, or consider themselves a shepherd of the flock. Well, there again, that's pride and arrogance, that's not scriptural. Man is not the shepherd. Jesus Christ is the shepherd. Anybody who works for the shepherd is an underling or an under-shepherd, but is not a shepherd. The true shepherd is Jesus Christ. He is the one and only shepherd. So always keep that in mind as well. Because if you follow a man, you'll be following the wrong pathway. You have to follow Jesus Christ. You have to follow the teachings of the Holy Ghost and acknowledge Jesus Christ as your shepherd, not any man. And then we'll be on the right pathway, and then we'll get the right directions to get to the destination that we want to get to. And that is heaven. That is paradise. That is all the promises that he has promised for us in his word. Let's go ahead and close here, and we'll pick it back up this evening. Let's pray. Lord Jesus and Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your word. It is so powerful. It gives us the right directions to be on. It gives us the pathway that we need to be following. It gives us the assurance of our salvation. It gives us the encouragement of knowing that we are a part of your family. It gives us the understanding of your word so that we can be a part of your work, to go out and help others also, and be given a reward for that we'll enjoy now and for eternity. It's such an awesome thing that you've given us. So much love you pour upon us each and every day. We thank you so much for that. And please continue to guide us in the right pathway as we pray in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen.